Welcome to The Firing Line with Rick Travis, Legislative Director for the California Rifle and Pistol Association. The Firing Line radio show is brought to you by Turner's Outdoorsmen, CCW Safe, Vortex Optics, Cutting Edge Bullets, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association.
Good. Bad. I'm the guy with the gun.
And now, your host, Rick Travis.
Welcome to Firing Line Radio. On this fine Saturday afternoon, Patriots, we're going to have a lot of fun with me, Rick Travis, your host, the Legislative Director for the California Rifle and Pistol Association. And I have our guest training instructor to talk about the greatest gifts that you can give this Christmas, Hanukkah, and holiday season. So let's just break into a few things. One, the best gift you could give, well, maybe not the best, but I like it, is a membership in the California Rifle Pistol Association. Go to crpa.org, give the gift of membership, because if you're not a member of the CRPA fighting for your rights, you're just leasing your firearms from the state of California before they end the lease and take them away from you. So if you believe in your constitutional rights, you want to set a good example here at the holidays, the best way to do it, crpa.org and join. And if you're already a member, we say thank you. And anything you can do to continue to help out the cause, we greatly appreciate it. So Jerry Clark is our director of training. He does an incredible job. He runs training from one side of the state to the other. And even beyond, you've done training up in Utah and a couple other states on behalf of the CRPA. What many of you may not realize is that the California Rifle Pistol Association is actually authorized and trains instructors. So you can become an instructor in other organizations, be it the NRA, the United States Concealed Carry Association, and others. CRPA also has an instructor curriculum that we certify people's instructors, so you can go out and help broaden the knowledge base to the community. And that knowledge base is important, folks, because literally, just during the pandemic, we added over 1.5 million people that never owned firearms before into our mix here in California that need instructions so they can be safe and can be competent with their firearms and use those tools correctly. In fact, that's one of the things I want to bring up to you. Many of us, I think, shirk away from training because, let's be honest, a firearm is a tool. And, you know, when you go and buy a screwdriver, when you go and buy a hammer, when you go buy, you know, any kind of electric or battery operated tool, most of us never read the instructions, let's be honest, and most of us never go get trained on how to use it, which is why many of you ended up with somebody like me in my former job being called out to your work site or your home as a paramedic to fix you because, well, you didn't have proper training, didn't read the instructions and got hurt. So that's one of the things that we always stress. In fact, it's the first two words of our motto, be safe. And part of that being safe is getting training. But what you may not know, and we're going to talk about and explore today in the show, is training's not just the basics. We're going to talk about that in this segment, but there's many more parts. So stay tuned for the entire show because we're going to delve into all the things that we train at the CRPA to make you more competent and to make your family safer and better equipped to handle the unknowns. So, Jerry, let's start off with the basics. Most people buy a pistol. What are some of the things? Because, I mean, I often hear this, well, if I served in the military, or if I was a Boy Scout, or I had any other kind of experience at one day, now that I'm 30, 40, 50, sometimes 60 years down the road, why do I need training?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that a lot of people don't understand the firearms today are completely different than what you may have worked with in the past. So it's important for you to understand that, you know, innovation today, as far as firearms go, I mean, they're bigger, better, faster. I mean, there's an awful lot of new cool features that people don't quite understand. And Rick's correct when he makes the comment, nobody reads the manual. That manual is just a paperweight. It gets turned around and chucked into the safe saying, oh, I know all about this gun because I've shot it before.
You know, I think you're very kind because I think a lot of people do take the manual out. They do chuck it, but it's not in the safe. It's into that RAM file, and they just get rid of it.
Well, yeah, you know, and that's part of what we try to tell people when they come through a basic class like this is that owner's manual should actually be going to the range with you because there's some great information in there, such as you now take the liability. You now are the, you know, authorized gun owner. You're responsible for this firearm. Then you start looking FAQs, the frequently asked questions. Well, if something goes wrong, you don't know how to handle it. Wait a minute. I don't have the manual to look at it. Now, tell me how to take it apart. I mean, it's a great piece of information.
Here's something I think is always fun is when I ask people if they've looked at the manual, and a lot of them fudge and say, oh, yeah, sure. You know, I read the manual. And then I'll say, okay, especially with rifles, I love this. So then how do you store your rifle in the safe? And, you know, some people will say, oh, I store it, you know, barrel pointed up. Some people think, oh, he thinks he's going to catch me. And they'll go, I store it barrel facing down because that's what you're supposed to do. Here's what's interesting, folks. The people that manufacture safes, I've thought for years, were in collusion with the firearms companies because in those manuals, and Jerry, I mean, you can back me up on this. It says you store your firearm horizontally to the ground. In other words, not up and down, but like going left and right, which means if you did that, these modern safes that say, oh, I hold 58 firearms, do not hold 58 rifles that way. They hold maybe 12 to 18 rifles you could fit if you modify it to hold them that way. And so I think that's really interesting because long-term storage up or down actually damages your firearm, and which is why a lot of people end up having to go buy new ones or take them to gunsmiths eventually.
That's true, and it's amazing that that comes up a lot, and that is a big, big part of what we try to teach. I mean, I get it. The gun safe manufacturers don't listen to the gun manufacturers themselves. And, you know, we've had this conversation for years now talking about, do I store them right side up? Do I store them muzzle down? Do I store them horizontally? I mean, there's that big debate.
Right. I think it's interesting because if you look classically, a lot of people, you know, in states like Texas, or, you know, even looking at my grandfather, you know, back then you could have your guns on the wall. All of his guns were horizontal on the wall. They were never up and down. You know, yeah. And it's like,
I remember going into a good friend's house years and years ago, and I saw that nice, beautiful oak cabinet that they stored their guns in, muzzle up.
Yeah.
Great piece.
But not
the way you should do it.
So let's talk about some of the other things in basic training. So, you know, I think you're right. A lot of the firearms technology has changed. Not every firearm disassembles the same way. And so you got to learn how to do that and clean it. And a lot of people don't realize when you first buy a firearm, you should clean it before you go to the range and not just take it straight out of the box and go to the range, which I've seen that done many, many times. Sometimes you get away with it. Sometimes you don't. But I think it's also the basics of learning how to pull the firearm to go around, because I would argue, Jerry, that the average American's firearm training experience comes from television shows, which I've always found to be absolutely ridiculous, because what they teach on TV and people will default to that training is not what you want to do. And I want to really set up our next segment in saying that, folks, muscle memory is the key thing you'll hear Jerry and trainers throughout the state, doesn't matter who they train for, talk about. What you practice with both your brain muscle and your hands and legs and stuff, is what you will default to. And so for many of you in a crisis situation, if you've been to the range a few times, that's going to be standing, picking up a firearm that wasn't holstered or wasn't in a drawer, and aiming it at something, you know, roughly 20 feet away and shooting at it because it's stationary, which has almost zero application in a real-life crisis situation.
That's true. And I think a lot of what we default to, and that's right, I mean, movies, television, you know, even video games, because You know, I've taught youth for years and years and years, and I know Rick has also, and they always default back to whatever the video game they actually learned on. And it's a completely different piece. You have to understand how your firearm operates before you can understand, okay, I do this and I do this and I do this.
So wait, are you honestly telling me that my left thumb cannot hit a button so I can change out from my M4 to my Beretta 92 to take out the bad guy right next to me and then also hit another button and drop a smoke grenade?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
But that's fiction.
Come on. That's fiction.
No, but all tongue in cheek aside, I think that's a good point that a lot of people, their muscle memory is more a joystick than it is a practical application. And you see that in some of the sports when people first come out to like IPDA and others like that three gun community, they struggle those first few outings because they're realizing there's a lot of micro processes involved to go from one firearm to the other in a stressed time situation. And it takes time to get used to how to do that. And folks, that's part of what we're trying to talk to you about, because during this holiday, there are plenty of places you go. We hope you come to CRPA at crpa.org and give the gift of training for Christmas, because you're going to make someone's life a lot better.
Turner's Outdoorsman, California's number one hunting, fishing, and shooting sports retailer since 1971, now has 33 locations across California and one in Tucson, Arizona. Turner's is your one-stop shop for all your shooting sports and fishing tackle needs. We offer a full selection and unmatched prices on firearms, ammunition, gun safes, shooting accessories, archery equipment, and fishing tackle. Visit Turners.com now and sign up for the Turner's Discount Club for free and get our weekly ads and members-only specials sent directly to your inbox. For more info to sign up for the Turner's Discount Club or to shop online, visit Turners.com.
Hi folks, Philip Naiman. If you're a concealed handgun carrier or have a firearm to defend your home and are forced to use your weapon for self-defense or the protection of a loved one, you'll be glad to have CCW Safe on your side. CCW Safe provides and pays 100% upfront defense funds for high-quality attorneys, expert witnesses, and the investigators you need following a critical incident with no reimbursement. And they do it all for one flat yearly fee starting at $179 a year. CCW Safe has permit and non-permit plans to protect California residents in this state and while traveling across the country. So check out their new Ultimate Plan with no caps on criminal and civil defense, $1 million for bond coverage, a dedicated $1 million for civil liability, and many other benefits. You defend your life. CCW Safe will defend your freedom and financial future. In California, CCW Safe has got you covered. So join now at ccwsafe.com.
AM 590, The Answer.
This portion of The Firing Line is brought to you by Turner's Outdoorsman.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up. See this? This is my boomstick!
Welcome back to Firing Line Radio. I'm your host, Rick Travis, Legislative Director for the California Rifle Pistol Association, and we're hanging out today with Jerry Clark, the Director of Training for the CRPA, and we're talking about the gifts that you can be given this Christmas. And folks, you know, I'm just going to share with you, a couple of years back, I was in the hospital, and I remember thinking, wow, had I just had spent, you know, the $400 or $500 to have some technology and training, I wouldn't have been in the hospital. I really wouldn't have. But when my butt was on the line, I was like, why didn't I spend that money? And what you don't want to do is have regrets. Life should never have regrets. I regret not helping my family member get trained so they could have helped themselves be better prepared when there was an earthquake or when there was a home invasion. These are all things that, you know, statistically probably will never happen. But if they do, it's better to have prepared and not needed it than to not have prepared and desperately needed it. And so one of the gifts that people forget about is you can give the gift of training. And, you know, some of you may be listening going, Rick, I'm just not that into my firearm. That's okay. Stay tuned, because not all the training we're going to talk about is firearms related. But in this segment, we're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, Jerry, people go get basic rifle, they get basic pistol, they get basic shotgun, and they get basic black powder, basic archery, you know, all things that we offer and help people get. And those are great for the fundamentals of how to use that particular tool, how to sight it in, take care of it, maintenance on it, the where's, when's, and how's. But
it's true.
Should that be one and done? You take that one class and you're done for life. Or are there things that you should look at that go above and beyond?
There are things that you should be looking at. I mean, there is a big need, especially here in California, for us to have, you know, well-trained instructors. Mentor the next generation. Take the time and learn some more. You can't just come to a class and think that all that classroom environment is going to give you all your answers. It's not. You got to spend time at the range. You've got to spend time dry fire practice. You've got to spend the time to train yourself because, again, these are perishable skills.
So let's talk about that, though, and unpack that a little bit. I mean, you can't jump to the instructor level, but what I'm talking about is like, let's look at being a pistol person. You know, a lot of people currently have, especially with the passage of Senate Bill 2, have been going from buying a pistol to maybe taking a basic pistol class or maybe just watching a YouTube video and then jumping in to a class for their concealed carry licensing.
Right.
But I would argue, yes, you can legally do that, but if you really are taking this serious, you should probably take a couple of advanced pistol classes. And so let's talk about what you get out of, I'm just going to be random. So CCW allows you to carry outside your home. And you guys have a class specifically about working with your firearm outside of your house, things you should look at. And one of the things that I think you do brilliantly in the course, I don't want to give away all your education because I want people to go to your classes, but you know, one of the things I thought was so helpful was, you know, you have this segment that's part of their take home because the class is like a 2-day class, I think. Is it still?
That's 14 hours.
14 hours, yeah. So 2 days. So on the evening, you tell them to go home and to take a walk around their neighborhood and to look at people's homes as if they were going to break in. And I think that's mind blowing because I think a lot of us, we just don't look at it that way. But you know, after you've went through this day, you start looking, you start going, oh my gosh, somebody could get knifed right down the front porch and I wouldn't see it because like how the house is constructed, the things are out in front. So a lot of this, even if I wasn't going to have a firearm, me just going to that class and going through it, I would pick up so many things that could help prevent my loved ones and myself from being injured or even losing our lives just on information like that. And I think that's so phenomenal and so overlooked and such a great gift.
Yeah, it goes back to, you know, how well is your home lit for the evening? And especially right now. I mean, come, you know, 4:35 o'clock, it's dark outside already. You're coming home from work. You don't have your pathway or your driveway lit up to a point where you can see if somebody happens to be laying in wait for you. It's a problem. Same thing, your shrubs around your house, you know, things that you see, the folks that are walking up and down your street, are you paying attention to what's going on?
Right, and that would be that level of alertness that you also talk about in that class of realizing, you know, and you have such great film footage of showing people like what a street looks like with nobody on it, normal people on it, and when something bad's about to go down. And I'm always amazed at how many people are like, wow, I would have never, they openly admit, I would have never saw that, but wow. And I think that's important because people need to realize it's that lack of awareness that gets us in trouble. But you know,
right now during the Christmas season, we have our heads in the cloud because we're thinking, oh, I got to get out and get everything done. You know, I only have a couple weeks to get this finished. And you know, they walk out of a store with their hands full, you know, dim lighting. I mean, there's all kinds of things that we've got to start looking at. Even in broad daylight, we see issues like this where people are getting mugged or people are getting their cars jacked or they're losing their purses, their wallets.
Porch pirates.
That time of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the things too, I think in the advanced training is you can look like inside your house. And folks, again, going back to the Hollywood deal, CRPA has an entire course on, you know, self-protection inside the home. And it goes over like how to follow the law and make sure your house can be protected inside and keep it safe with kids and other young people that shouldn't have access to your firearms. All the different ways to do that. But one of the things I think is invaluable in that class too is it talks about how to move in your own home defensively if the bad people are able to break in. And, you know, we've seen this in the news here in Southern California repeatedly, unfortunately, over the past year of time and time again, different times of day and night, people coming through and getting into people's homes. And, you know, as a former medic, there were many times that unfortunately we responded to something that was too late to change the outcome. And as a result, I would look around the scene and see so many things that could have been done to save a life and weren't done. And you explore that in those classes. And some of those classes, if I'm not mistaken, are even for women only. So you do everything to make people feel comfortable.
The whole scenario is paying attention to what's in your home. You know, what can you use? And, you know, unfortunately, I think TV and the movies lead you astray. They sit there and they talk about, hey, go hunt them down in your own home. No. You know, and if somebody does come in and you happen to be in your kitchen, what's available to you to defend yourself? And these are things that a lot of people don't think about, even in your living room. You know, somebody comes through your front door. You know, what happens then? What's in your living room that you can protect yourself with? We don't take the time often to sit back and look around just our own environment and figure out what can be used if this happens. We have to prepare. We have to have a plan. And if we don't have a plan, we're going to fail.
And I think looking at this, it goes into, you know, you do the same thing with how to use rifles both inside and outside the home and shotguns inside and outside the home, on how to defend yourself. And all of these are really, really good. But, you know, one of the things I've been very impressed with you, Jerry, is you've also looked at these are not the only things that can cause challenges here in California to your safety. These are not the only things that we need to learn from. And so, one of the things that I'm very, very proud of the CRPA for is, you know, we teach the hunting and conservation courses so people know how to put food on the table. We teach courses that are specifically for women or family, and you have those out. You teach courses on, you know, how to go get your CCW, which we've talked on previous shows about pretty much in depth, which is why we're not doing it. I would encourage you to go back to the podcast and look at those. But, you know, you need to go to crpa.org and go to the training-education section to see a lot of the courses that are put out there. Jerry puts up a lot of things seasonally for people to be able to access and look at. And this is what I need you to do. You need to start going in. You can call up, ask to talk to Elizabeth, and you can even get someone just a training coupon, like, say, hey, I want to give, you know, X dollars as a gift certificate for Christmas for someone to be able to choose the train of their choice. This is important because in the next segment, we're going to talk about some training that doesn't necessarily have firearms in it. I mean, there's some talk about firearms in them, but we're going to run through a series of different courses and talk to them about them for a couple minutes apiece just to let you know what's available, because these are courses that can make the difference in your life. And some are indoors and some are outdoors. When we come back here on Firing Line Radio.
Turner's Outdoorsman, California's number one hunting, fishing, and shooting sports retailer since 1971, now has 33 locations across California and one in Tucson, Arizona. Turner's is your one-stop shop for all your shooting sports and fishing tackle needs. We offer a full selection and unmatched prices on firearms, ammunition, gun safes, shooting accessories, archery equipment, and fishing tackle. Visit Turners.com now and sign up for the Turners Discount Club for free and get our weekly ads and members-only specials sent directly to your inbox. For more info to sign up for the Turners Discount Club or to shop online, visit Turners.com.
AM 590, The Answer.
This portion of the Firing Line is brought to you by CCW Safe and the California Rifle and Pistol Association.
Spartans, lay down your weapons!
Persians, come and get them!
Welcome back to Firing Line Radio. I'm your host, Rick Travis, the Legislative Director for the California Rifle Pistol Association. With me today is Jerry Clark, our Director of Training, and we're talking about the gift of training, the gift of knowledge. Think about all the times you're like, well, thank God I learned that because it made a difference in your life. And we have the ability to give that to people. You can gift upwards, give it to your parents, grandparents. And some of the courses we're going to talk about now are extremely applicable to that. And you can give it to yourself. You can give it to your spouse, across your siblings and friends, coworkers. And you can give it to your kids or the kids of other people that you think that would benefit from it. So we're going to talk about that the next two segments. This first segment, we're going to talk about non-medical related and pretty much for the most part, not necessarily firearms related, but things that you may not have thought about. One of those that we can talk about is a lot of people, especially starting the pandemic, started to realize there was a thing called the outdoors, the great outdoors. I remember Phil Naiman and I having, the previous host, having a couple of conversations about people are finally getting into the outdoors. And we actually saw more than just wildlife when we were out scouting for hunting, which is great. But with that has came an increase in people getting lost, people getting dehydrated, people getting sick, people not knowing what to do. And while, like I said, we'll talk about some of the medical classes to handle that. One of the classes that I'm very proud of California Rifle Pistol Association for having, we've done these both on-site and off-site at places like Bass Pro there in Rancho Cucamonga, and that is the Staying Found class. So, Jerry, what does staying found mean?
Well, that means not getting yourself off of a trail. That means you're staying on a path that people are very much aware. But that starts by you planning ahead, because you're going to give, you know, your spouse, your significant other, your family, the information where you're going, when you're going to be there, and when you should return, because that's the most important part. They're not going to start looking for you if you don't give them a destination and you don't give them a time of return. They're going to not going to stop. They're going to go through their day and they're going to forget, hey, so-and-so said he was going somewhere, but I don't know what time he's coming back. So they're not checking on him.
Right. And this class has been instrumental because I know the feedback we've gotten from several students over the past few years have been, this class helped save my father. It helped save my kids. It, you know, we had one, a scouter who got sick, and the kids that had been through this class with their parents knew what to do to help that scouter get the rest of kids out of a what could have potentially been a very bad situation. So folks, this is how a simple, you know, couple of hour class, because I think that class is about 2.5 hours, can make the difference between a good trip, a safe trip, and a disaster from happening, which is a great leadway into disaster prep. And, you know, one of the things that I love about you, Jerry, is like me, you've spent the vast majority of your life in one shape or another, whether it was as one, as an instructor to one, or as a leader of many in Boy Scouts of America and the motto, be prepared. And disaster preparedness is all about doing that. And what's funny is you ask people on the streets, are you prepared for disasters in California? Yep, I'm prepared. And then we watch disasters, fires, floods, you know, tsunami warnings that we've had a few of recently, earthquakes, and pandemics, and we find out no one's prepared for what's coming. And so I think these are incredible courses that last a few hours on usually a Saturday. And sometimes we do them on Sundays for people that have religious restrictions on Saturdays. And Jerry, these are incredibly informative because it covers a lot of things that people just don't think about.
Well, it goes back to what you just said. They have to be prepared. They have to start planning. I mean, we live in California, earthquake country. It's only a matter of time. So right. If we're not prepared and we don't have a plan, And we sit there and think, oh, it's never going to happen to me. We've got to get rid of that mentality.
Yeah, I think one of the things that you bring up in the class, and I think it's important for people to understand, is we live in a false sense of reality. We have incredible first responders, and I'm not taking anything away from first responders. I'm a family of first responders, have been a first responder the majority of my life. And flat out, look, folks, if every paramedic, every EMT, every fireman, every police officer was available, and they all had working equipment because no car, no truck, no rig was broken down, and they were all completely fueled at the moment, we'll just call it the big earthquake happened. The Newport Inglewood earthquake goes off and it wreaks havoc, which it's done before. There are not enough of us to handle the first 8 hours. We're not coming to help you. We're coming to see what infrastructure is still viable, which means you are on your own. You do not want to find out you're on your own with nothing to help yourself out when you've got a bleeding gash because of broken glass, when your legs broke, or something worse. Not to mention, there's going to be no food. Remember, like, how crazy people got over toilet paper during the pandemic. They're going to get really crazy when the food trucks and airplanes aren't coming in for days. And that's me being hopeful. It could be weeks. So, folks, these are classes that tell you this is what you need to have and show you how to do it, whether you're a single person living in an apartment or you got multiple families living together with you or multiple generations living with you, of how to be prepared for this. But it's not just disaster preparedness. I mean, you even have classes to teach people what it means to be fit to, whether they're hunting or hiking, but going up into the mountains, because people think, oh, you know, I walk with Dan, the man who, you know, helps me out here on the radio station, and we walk 2 miles with his dog. We should be good at, you know, 7,000 feet hiking up in the mountains.
Yeah, elevation is a killer. And it's difficult if you don't prepare for it. Or, you know, and that's where a lot of us think, oh, our mind tells us we can do it, but our body says no.
Right.
And we got to get over that.
It's and so you have classes that teach people all these skill sets.
Yes, we do.
And you have the ability to even bring those classes to groups. So if somebody was out here was like, hey, I got a group of 15, 20 people that would love to learn this, call Jerry Clark at crpa.org. You can go on there, grab his information, reach out to him, and him and his staff will make it happen for you. So we can bring this to your local community group. We can bring it to those people because this is vital information. And this, like I said, is stuff that we go above and beyond at CRPA training to do for you that isn't just all about your firearm. It's also about all the things that surround your day-to-day life. Jerry, you also have some really good classes out there with just like basic skills. And I think it's interesting. One of the skills I used in Scary all the time was to teach people how to start fires. And obviously, I worked with the fire service throughout my life. And so I got very good at like using various fire starters to start fires. But I've also watched many, many, many people struggle at campsites and everything to take out their kit because they've never, what's that word when you practice to do something? It's called
muscle memory.
And that comes under a thing that you, training. And so you do have classes that train people of like how to start like basic survival skills.
Right. Especially if we do happen to have any type of a national disaster here, that's all going to come into play. It really is. I mean, how to start a fire, how to make water, how to do, you know, all of these different pieces, you know, shelter. I mean, there's all kinds of things that are built into this that a lot of people think, oh, well, that's because I was lost in the wilderness. No, that's going to be here because of a national disaster also.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing to unpack. People, you know, if you've never had the experience of building a house or remodeling your house, you may not get this because we live with this facade of an idea of the homes and buildings we're in. But literally what separates you from the person in the wilderness with nothing is basically about an inch of materials. Maybe a couple more. But once you remove those, you're in the wilderness. Once you take power out of the equation, you have no electricity, heat, etc., air conditioning, you're in the wilderness. And this is what people don't realize. When that disaster strikes, people don't do so well because they're not used to having wilderness skills to survive.
We have to learn those.
And that's one of the things I love about your training, and I will tell people, is you and your instructors provide a very comfortable setting for people to practice, to make mistakes, and to learn from those and hone a way that they can do it and have that confidence so that when that thing happens, they're prepared and they feel solidly confident, which is one of the best things, because when the brain feels confident, the body follows and survival happens. And we'll be back on Firing Line Radio.
Hi folks, Philip Naiman. If you're a concealed handgun carrier or have a firearm to defend your home and are forced to use your weapon for self-defense or the protection of a loved one, you'll be glad to have CCW Safe on your side. CCW Safe provides and pays 100% upfront defense funds for high-quality attorneys, expert witnesses, and the investigators you need following a critical incident with no reimbursement. And they do it all for one flat yearly fee starting at $179 a year. CCW Safe has permit and non-permit plans to protect California residents in this state and while traveling across the country. So check out their new Ultimate Plan with no caps on criminal and civil defense, $1 million for bond coverage, a dedicated $1 million for civil liability, and many other benefits. You defend your life. CCW Safe will defend your freedom and financial future. In California, CCW Safe has got you covered. So join now at ccwsafe.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, California's number one hunting, fishing, and shooting sports retailer since 1971, now has 33 locations across California and one in Tucson, Arizona. Turner's is your one-stop shop for all your shooting sports and fishing tackle needs. We offer a full selection and unmatched prices on firearms, ammunition, gun safes, shooting accessories, archery equipment, and fishing tackle. Visit Turners.com now and sign up for the Turner's Discount Club for free and get our weekly ads and members-only specials sent directly to your inbox. For more info, to sign up for the Turner's Discount Club or to shop online, visit turners.com.
AM 590, The Answer.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for being with us today on Firing Line Radio. This is your host, Rick Travis, the legislative director for the California Rifle Pistol Association. And during this off season, we've been trying, before we go back in the legislature, to bring you all sorts of different information. Coming up here in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have people talking to you about being out in the outdoors. We're going to have one of the sheriffs in here to talk to you about CCWs, another one from law enforcement community talking about what they do and how you can get involved as a civilian member of that department as a volunteer. We've got some great stuff coming up on throughout the month of December. But with me today is Jerry Clark. We're in this final segment talking to you about training, talking about the gift that you can give during this Christmas, Hanukkah, and holiday season to your loved ones, your friends, your coworkers, of training. And we've talked about basic firearm training. We've talked about disaster preparedness. We've talked about advanced training for inside the home, outside the home, in addition to your CCW training. And now we're going to talk about something that's been close to my heart professionally for years, and that's emergency medical training. And folks, I'm going to tell you, a lot of you that I used to meet when I was on the streets would be like, well, I took first aid in high school, or now, I had to take it, CPR back in 1990 something or 2004 or whatever. Isn't that good enough? Well, number one, if you're like me and have been around as long as I have, pretty much 80% of what I was taught was applicable and good at the beginning of my career, was no longer applicable nor good towards when I transitioned to come work for the CRPA. So a couple of things is, yes, CRPA has some basic first aid, basic CPR. I'm going to assume all of you have some knowledge base in that. but that is a perishable skill. And I'm going to talk about for a second before I bring in Jerry to talk about some of the advanced things. Folks, one thing that I saw cause more problems for people is when there's an emergency and a well-meaning person goes and grabs the first aid kit, there are two things that commonly happen. One, they open up the case, especially in a workplace, and find there's nothing in it because everybody has went around the first aid kit and used it as their personal bandage and, oh, I think I can find a pair of tweezers to help me fix a button on my shirt, what have you, and there's nothing left in the kit. It's bare. If you're the person on the ground going through the medical emergency crisis, that does not help your mental stability when the person opens up the first case and goes, whoops, there's nothing there. That further makes a bad situation worse. The other one is the person who has never opened up a first aid kit and says, oh, I think I know what I need. And they start throwing stuff out of the first aid kit looking for it because all of a sudden you're like, just give it to me because you don't know what you're doing. So both of these require training. Both of these require monitoring your first aid equipment, making sure even in your workplace that's kept up. Do not rely on the human resources department to do that. No offense to HR people out there, but you guys have a lot to do, ladies and gents, in HR, and checking first aid kits is not always a high priority. But if you are in HR, please make sure someone's doing that for us because it helps everybody. But Jerry, what are a couple of the different, you know, first aid things that are beyond basic first aid that CRPA provides?
Well, we talk about, you know, being out in the wilderness, but this also comes back. What basically wilderness first aid means that you're more than 20 minutes away from help. Now, Rick made the comment earlier that national disaster happens. It's probably going to be a while before you see any first responders. So are you prepared for that? Do you have a kit that will work for you personally or a kit that will work for you and your family? Most people don't. And, you know, I always make the comment, it's kind of interesting, you know, through all the classes that I teach, I always make that comment, a personal first aid kit should go with you everywhere you go. Doesn't matter if you're going into a firing range or a gun range or, you know, anything like that, but it should be with you because what's your life worth?
You know, it's interesting you put it, and I'll just put myself out. You know, this past week, I bicycle for exercise and for pleasure, and I have a first aid kit that's designed for bicycling injuries that I keep in my back pouch. I went out to Catalina to do some research. I had a completely different first aid kit in my backpack that I carry in my bag every day. I have one in my car. Well, actually, I have two in my car, one for just common everyday things and one that's a little bit more advanced for if I got caught out in a disaster while I was driving. And we have like two or three in our home in different places because Murphy's Law is wherever you put all your rescue gear, that's the part of the house that we get totaled in the natural disaster. So I'm trying to hedge against Murphy on that one. But you also have some specific classes, like for those that are on, you know, the gun range, you have Stop the Bleed classes.
Yeah.
And I think we should talk about that because, you know, by and large, it's rarely the Stop the Bleed is from somebody shooting themselves. That's, I mean, it happens, but that's rare.
That's true. Gunshot wounds are a big part of what we have to hedge against because, you know, accidents do happen, but we can avoid a lot of those accidents through training. But also, you have to practice, okay, this happened. How am I going to handle it? Because the moment that you don't turn around and practice, and, you know, we talk about this often, you know, tourniquets are a great medical piece for you to have. But have you taken it out of the plastic and have you practiced with it? Can you administer it on yourself? How long does that take? That's important. If we don't practice, we're going to fail.
You know, I think it's very interesting you brought that up because, as you know, I've shared when I've taught a couple of these classes with you, I was at a range where I was with people I knew, completely safe. Nobody from another range could get to us because we were behind block walls. I was, like, pretty confident. And I think I'd fired 4 or 5 rounds. I was qualifying when all of a sudden there was a boom. My head kind of got pushed in a weird way. I thought, what was that? Because it was like this force of pressure. And I turn and I see a guy 2 places down from me, blood coming out of his chest and going, what happened? And it turned out the guy next to him had a load that was appropriate for the firearm, but it was just too hot. The firearm was an older firearm and couldn't handle the modern load. And it blew up and sent part of the back strap into the guy's chest. And the first aid kit from this range that came out was that first aid kit that had pretty much been picked over, had not been kept up to date, didn't have it in it. And thankfully, you had a nurse and a couple of former medics that had first aid kits in their car. And that's what held the guy together until the paramedics got there. And so, but that could have been completely different. That could have played out so quickly differently. And had it, that gentleman wouldn't be with his family today. And so I look at this is serious stuff, folks, that like going in there and gaining the skills. Yes, you can make the argument, when am I ever going to need it? But had you asked me that morning, was there even a snowball's chance of those events happening? I would have said, yeah, no. In fact, that's something we had talked about afterwards, Jerry. It was like, didn't see that coming at all, but it did. And I think that's what all of you need to realize. Things like this can happen, and the gift is giving people the training to handle it. And I will say this, one of my proud moments for me personally was belonged to a club called the Cerritos Rod and Gun Club. If you live in that area, it's a great club to join. Great group of people there. But years ago, I helped them get some first aid kits, and they had those first aid kits. They went out to a shotgun shoot at a range. We did not have an adequate first aid kit or training, and they had an incident where someone took a shotgun blast to the leg. And it was the people in the club with those new first aid kits that went to work very quickly with that education training and kept that guy around, because it took the paramedics more than 20 minutes to get there to him. And the medics had said in that case as well, people without the training wouldn't have happened. That meant those people would have left that day going, shoot, I wish I would have had training, because now I have to live with what happened. They all said, had the person not made it, they knew they had done everything. And that is one of the gifts with all this training that Jerry and his team of instructors statewide offer. And one of the things I would encourage all of you is, if you're like, Rick, I already have this, like I'm already there. Great. Like Jerry said earlier, CRPA is certifying instructors statewide. We help you get students. We help you plug into your community. Reach out to Jerry Clark, because we are placing people throughout the state and even outside the state, because we want you to always be safe, which is our motto. And Jerry, how hard is it in these last few seconds to become an instructor?
It's not difficult at all. Call us up, send us your credentials, your certifications that you happen to have. Let us review them. And we're going to call you back. We're going to talk to you. And it's not been difficult. It is very easy. And I'm trying to, you know, make it simple for everybody. I mean, pay to become a member and then pay your credentialing fees and off everything goes. You have access to our PowerPoints and access that if you tell us, we'll put it up on our website.
And all this is specific to California, so you're staying legally compliant. With some of the other occasions, that's not their focus, but it is ours here in the state of California. And folks, that's how we always maintain what I say at the end of every week. Be safe, shoot straight, and fight back for your rights with the CRPA, crpa.org. See you next week.
When you have to shoot, shoot, don't talk.
The Firing Line Radio Show has been brought to you by Turner's Outdoorsman, CCW Safe, Cutting Edge Bullets, Vortex Optics, Vortex, the Force of Optics, and by the California Rifle and Pistol Association.
Hi folks, Philip Naiman. If you're a concealed handgun carrier, or have a firearm to defend your home and are forced to use your weapon for self-defense or the protection of a loved one, you'll be glad to have CCW Safe on your side. CCW Safe provides and pays 100% upfront defense funds for high-quality attorneys, expert witnesses, and the investigators you need following a critical incident with no reimbursement. And they do it all for one flat yearly fee starting at $179 a year. CCW Safe has permit and non-permit plans to protect California residents in this state and while traveling across the country. So check out their new Ultimate Plan with no caps on criminal and civil defense, $1 million for bond coverage, a dedicated $1 million for civil liability, and many other benefits. You defend your life, CCW Safe will defend your freedom and financial future. In California, CCW Safe has got you covered. So join now at ccwsafe.com.
AM 590, The Answer.